Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Luna Love of the Podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, the Arakwal people of the Bundjalung Nation, and pays respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hello and welcome to Luna Love of the Podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and happy eclipse season. We are currently sitting in what is known in astrological circles as the eclipse gateway, the eclipse portal, the eclipse hallway. I don't know who calls it that. I don't think anyone does. I like gateway. It's considered a highly significant and potent time in astrology. All right, so we're going to talk about it. You know that we had the Libra lunar eclipse on Monday, March 25. We are going to have a Aries solar eclipse on April 8/9, depending on the hemisphere you are in. Now, eclipses usually occur in pairs, right? Lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, sometimes it's solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, but they're always happening, well, not always, but usually most of the time they're happening in pairs. As a reminder, lunar eclipse will always occur on a full moon, and a solar eclipse will always occur on a new moon. They're approximately every 6 months eclipses, right? So they're in pairs, and that is what we know as an eclipse season. But they will occur roughly every 6 months. And the week between those eclipse pairs are seen as corridors of transformation and accelerated change, right? So I don't know if you were thinking, oh, this eclipse is over, I've got 2 weeks off before the next one. Nah, doesn't really work like that. The phase between can often stir up intensity, bring about significant revelations, and propel us toward our destiny or next phase in life, often in unexpected ways. These are some of the key aspects, I guess, of the energy during the eclipse gateway. The first thing is it almost always comes with an intensification. Is that a word? Intensification? It is now an intensification of emotions and situations. Intensity of emotions and situations. Ugh, Gemini brain trying to sort words out in real time. Let's just go with that. Eclipses are known for bringing to light what has been hidden or suppressed. Often by you, right? It's bringing up what you've hidden or suppressed. Sometimes it will bring up what other people have hidden or suppressed because we're all experiencing the eclipse, but it's usually your stuff, right? During the eclipse season, emotions can run high. Situations may reach a tipping point, necessitating release or resolution, right? So that lunar eclipse we just had was all about releasing. It can be really emotionally charged, yeah? Feelings you've been ignoring or matters that you've been neglecting will always come to the forefront. You cannot hide from them during an eclipse. Lunar eclipses especially, which we've just had, have the ability to pull and drag things out of you. Yeah, it's almost like the moon's gravitational pull helps to pull things out that have been buried deep within. As you walk the eclipse gateway after a lunar eclipse, it's likely that you may feel drained and lethargic. I've been speaking to the participants of Celestial Storytelling this week, and that has been a common thread for most of them. They're feeling what they're calling eclipse tired, right? So there is, yeah, a lethargy that sort of is drawn out of you. You may also really feel a desire or the need to go within, get introspective, reflect, spend time on your own. That's definitely been me. So do honor that. Lunar eclipses can also bring endings. We spoke about that in last week's episode. Those endings, if they did not happen on the eclipse, which I've got to say they rarely do, they usually happen during the gateway period, right? That 2-week period in between. As we move closer to the solar eclipse, a sense of lightness usually follows. You may even start to feel space being created in your life. And this is what's so cool about working with the lunar cycle. How do we create space? We have to release and let go. So if you did that with the lunar eclipse, then the stage is set for the solar eclipse. Letting go was a major, major, major theme of that Libra lunar eclipse, especially when it came to letting go and releasing stuff around relationships and the health of your relationships. It's important to note, though, you know, I'm not a hard ass bitch. The process of release can be really painful. It can be really uncomfortable. So you must be gentle with yourself through the process. But know that when you close one door, so cliche, but another door opens. That's when new opportunities can come in, right? It's important to stay true to this idea, even once the eclipse is over. The other thing eclipse gateways bring to the forefront is destiny and karmic events. Eclipses are often associated with fate and karma, and the weeks between eclipses can feel like you're being pushed towards your destiny, right? Perhaps there's synchronicities. Perhaps there's significant encounters taking place. Paths may shift dramatically that sort of put you, I guess, more in alignment with where you're meant to be, where you're meant to be headed, what your soul purpose is in this lifetime. Sometimes that comes in a really gentle way. Sometimes it comes with an abrupt change, putting you in a new direction. There is also an acceleration that takes place during eclipses. And from that acceleration comes transformation. The energy of the eclipse gateway can catalyze rapid transformation. Long-standing issues or patterns may suddenly break, allowing for new growth. But I do have to put a caveat on that and say you have to make the conscious decision to break those patterns, right? It would be a really cool world if every time, I said cool, not cruel, if every time eclipse season hit, like all those long-standing issues and patterns of ours just disappeared, they fell away. No, it's not really how it works. You got to make a commitment to it. But because it's karmic, you do that, you will be rewarded. And that's what's so cool. It is a time when significant life changes are more likely to occur. So I'm talking things like career shifts, relationships beginning or ending, I don't know, pregnancies, windfalls of money, major life decisions, job redundancies, you know, all that sort of stuff. There's also a real opportunity for healing and closure, especially with these eclipses, this eclipse season, because of the Chiron in Aries hanging out so close to the Aries North Node. The revelations brought forth by eclipses will provide opportunities for deep healing, so you must make the most of those opportunities. How does it do this? Usually by illuminating truths and shadows. Yeah, they offer a chance for introspection and understanding, allowing you to release past grievances, past trauma, past grudges, past wounds, so that you can move forward with greater clarity and strength. Now, what's really important is that during this gateway, you are staying super flexible, open, and aware. practices that ground you or help you stay centered, such as, look, it's different for everybody, but like the classics, the ones we go back to time and time again, meditation, journaling, spending time in nature. Yeah, these can all be really, really helpful during this gateway. It's also wise to avoid making impulsive decisions, yeah, because the energy can be volatile and perceptions might not be as clear. After the eclipse season has passed, the changes that it initiated often start to make more sense, yeah? They start revealing their purpose in the broader narrative of life's journey. It's really important to remember that these eclipses are part of a much bigger story. They began in April last year. They're deeply connected to October 2023, which was the last eclipse season. And we're going to revisit them again in October of this year. And then they're going to continue until the end of the year, early 2025. Now, on April 8/9, we are met with the Aries solar eclipse. There will be a podcast episode all about that next week. This is a moment of reckoning for many of us. Those of you going through your nodal return, this is especially significant for you guys. The Aries solar eclipse is also going to end this gateway, right? I mean, look, they say that there's a shadow period. You know how I feel about shadow periods that extend like 2 weeks beyond the Aries solar eclipse. So do be mindful of that. But like officially, the gateway or the season ends with that Aries solar eclipse. Ending with a solar eclipse indicates that the months ahead are all going to be focused on creating the new and filling this space in your life with something more positive and aligned. So you have to make space for all of that newness, right? You need to be releasing and letting go in order for that newness to come in. Otherwise, it's got nowhere to fit. So let those endings occur. It might feel subtle or it might feel cataclysmic. Neither is better or worse. And sometimes these things come in retrospect too, yeah? It also really heavily depends on your natal chart, yeah? So this is for everything, right? Like eclipses, not eclipses, just new moons and full moons. The impact that it has on you will be dependent on your chart, where the transit's taking place, but also how it's affecting other planets in your chart. For example, something crazy and big has always happened to me on an Aries new moon or around an Aries new moon. I don't have any Aries in my chart. Aries falls in my 10th house. So that's the house of career, your public image, parenthood. I've always had something happen to me on an Aries new moon. For whatever reason, I've moved cities on an Aries new moon, been offered a dream job on an Aries new moon. I suffered a miscarriage on an Aries new moon. I've been broken up with on an Aries new moon. I've met a long-term partner on an Aries new moon. And I've also found, this is my claim to fame on an Aries new moon, I found $500 in an ATM on an Aries new moon. So yeah, for me, Aries new moons always bring something. I haven't quite worked out why that is and what the significance of that is. Sometimes it's incredible, sometimes it's heartbreaking, always profound and part of my growth. My midheaven is in Aries. It's probably got to do with that. All that to say, we'll all be affected by certain moons more than others, certain eclipses more than others, based on our own natal charts. So, just to recap, if you're going through your nodal return or your reverse nodal return, you guys will probably be feeling this the most. These are your moments of reckoning. These are your lessons. Listen, don't ignore them. For everyone else, you're also feeling it. Make sure during the gateway that you continue to release and let go of things that are not serving you. Don't ignore what's being revealed, what truths are coming out, right? Don't be afraid to see what's been hanging out in the shadows and face it directly. If we can do all of that, come the solar eclipse in Aries, there's going to be a lot of new beginnings. There's going to be room for things to come in. Now, you've probably heard a lot of astrologers saying, do not manifest during an eclipse. I agree. I am on board with that notion. Do not do it. You don't need to. It's going to serve you what is meant for you. The universe knows what you're trying to manifest. All right? You don't have to worry about it. The eclipse will take care of it for you. We'll talk about that in the Aries Solar Eclipse episode, but I do not recommend manifesting on an eclipse. I mean, you can. There's no, like, nothing's going to happen to you. Nothing bad will happen. I just don't think it really makes a difference. There's no sort of energy behind it. But if it feels good, if that's a good practice for you, by all means, continue to do it. All right, my loves, I might leave it there. Whatever you're feeling is right. There's no right or wrong ways to feel anything. I've been getting a lot of emails from people wanting to book in natal chart readings. I said it in the last episode, but I'm doing limited readings at the moment. So if there is availability somewhere in the future, I recommend booking yourself into it. If you are doing celestial storytelling and you have not been able to book in, send me an email. I will find a spot for you guys, your priority right now. But for everyone else, yeah, do book yourself in and then you can always pop yourself on the wait list. But if you're just popping yourself on the wait list and you're not booking yourself in, just a heads up that it's not likely that spaces will come up. The thing is that people rarely cancel. I think I've had 2 reschedules in my lifetime. And at this point, I don't physically have space to make more room for readings. So yeah, that's my little PSA. Is that right? PSA? Yeah, PSA about natal chart readings. All right, my loves. Shortish episode, I think. I don't even know how long I've been talking for. Oh yeah, shortish episode. I will be back next week. We're going to dive in to that Aries solar eclipse. Until then, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.